preliminary growth estimates for the UK for the first 3 months are due out this morning, and they will reveal if the UK has in fact slipped into a triple dip recession. The UK economy contracted by 0.3% in the last 3 months of last year. Two consecutive quarters would put the economy into recession for a third time since the downturn hit 5 years ago. Those preliminary figures are due out, and economists are expecting that it will avoid it this time and will come in at about 0.1%. Those figures due out shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Now, illicit and counterfeit trade is costing the economy as much as €1.5 billion each year. That's the finding of a study to be published later this morning by Grant Thornton and Retail Ireland. Grant Thornton partner Brendan Foster is here. Brendan, before we look at the figures, we'll take a look at what illicit trade is, because I get the impression that some people may be engaging in it and not realising, or some people may realise it and think, well, what harm does it do?
Thank you, Brian. Well, illicit trade includes intellectual property crime, which is effectively counterfeiting of goods, contraband, which is smuggling, and illegal manufacturing of goods. So it's not a victimless crime. Consumers may or may not be aware as a direct consequence of engaging and supporting illicit activity in terms of costs of jobs to the economy, actually lost revenue to the exchequer, and actually funding and providing finance to organised criminal networks within the country.
€1.5 billion. How did you come up with that figure? How's it broken down?
Well, the €1.5 billion breaks down roughly about €1 billion as lost revenue to the exchequer, and about €500 million of lost revenue to the legitimate companies engaged in the retail sector and in the manufacture of the goods.
Now, you looked at four different sectors of the economy that are largely victims of illicit trade. What were they?
Well, we looked at fuel, tobacco, digital piracy and pharmaceuticals, four main sectors. We've covered some of the minor sectors such as toys, fragrances and beauty products, but they're the main four sectors that make up the significant amount of...
Now, fuel and cigarettes we're probably familiar with in terms of illicit trade, but pharmaceuticals is an interesting one. Where is illicit trade happening in that sector?
Well, illicit trade in pharmaceuticals is a global issue, and as you know, we attract quite a significant number of pharmaceuticals to this country, and the illicit trade in pharmaceuticals globally can be as much as 10% of the overall consumption of medicines. So from an international perspective, the more illicit drugs that are consumed internationally, less exports of Irish goods, and the consequences for corporation tax receipts and jobs in the Irish economy in that sector. There is, of course, an instance of illicit trading in medicines through the internet and different distribution channels within Ireland. The Irish Medicines Board are fairly well engaged in the process in terms of stamping down and curtailing activity in that sector.
It's probably logical to suggest that illicit trade would become more prevalent in a downturn. Is that the case? Is that what's happened?
Well, I think as people are suffering, I mean, the illicit trade is encouraged by the gap in terms of the cost of producing and the cost to the consumer. If you take tobacco, for instance, about 78% of the cost of tobacco is government tax receipts. So there's a significant opportunity for the criminal network to create a significant profit. And consumers are looking to buy, in harsh times, product at the lowest possible price. But the statistics and the research indicate that up to 19% of actually product consumed in that sector in Ireland is illicit. So it has obviously consequences for retailers operating within the sector, and of course a knock-on in terms of loss of revenue to the exchequer.
What are the solutions for this? I presume that there's a message in this today, both to government and to consumers.
Well, I suppose to consumers is to understand that it's not a victimless crime. I mean, in terms of some of the border counties, as regards fuel, petrol stations are closing down because of illicit activity within fuel. Retailers are suffering trading losses. But also people who are engaged in buying or even illegally downloading material over the internet as regards music and video content, it does impact on the various sectors in the economy. So we're calling upon the government to look at it, to take a joined up approach in terms of across the various sectors, to get all the sectors together with the government agencies and have a plan to tackle, which is a significant problem for the economy. I mean, in the context of, you know, government receipts and the context of savings and austerity, this is a significant amount of money in any of the ranges or any of the estimates that we utilise.
Is there a case for clamping down on consumers of illicit trade products themselves? Up to now, perhaps the focus would have been on the providers of the products, but perhaps looking at the consumers so that they learn a lesson.
Alternatives in other jurisdictions such as France, France have tackled the illegal downloading of material over the internet by tackling the internet service providers and also the consumers and levying significant fines on the consumers. But I suppose we're really calling upon the government to have harsher penalties for the importers and the distributors and the criminal gangs involved in the illicit activity. I think the focus on the lost revenue to Exchequer really is at the source of bringing the goods into the country and the distribution networks that they've established.
OK, Brendan Foster of Grant Thornton, thank you very much for that. We had a look at the UK and its prospects of going into recession, but one country that's less concerned about recession now is South Korea. Its economy grew at an unexpected rate of almost 1% in the first 3 months. That was a two-year high, and that despite a move by the government earlier this year to cut its growth forecast for the year amid a slowdown in exports. But the export sector actually grew by over 3% in the quarter. The growth was helped along by a rebound in construction and investment. Finally, a look at the currencies this morning. The euro is at $1.30.4 and around 85 pence sterling.
Brian, thank you very much. 4 minutes to 8.